Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. In a world where we can't count on traditional news outlets to keep us informed, we turn instead to social media. If something is shared enough, then we think there must be some validity to it. That's why I couldn't ignore all the stories about American food processing plants mysteriously catching fire, taking on serious damage. There are several events for this year alone, including Taylor Farms Food at processing plant in Salinas, California. The factory makes salad mix. Reports say a spark from somebody welding launched a spark that led to over 2,000 workers evacuated because there was a lot of ammonia on site. In a public statement, the company says it plans to rebuild the site and reopen by spring of 2023. The site prepared bags of salads for schools and similar bulk client orders. Similar destruction occurred in Oregon at Azure Standard Food Processors, as well as Sharer's Food. At one site, over 200 employees laid off after a mysterious fire of unknown origin destroyed the headquarters. The company released a statement saying they will reopen next year. Interestingly, the focus of this company was and is being a premier dealer of organic and healthy food. As of this reading, the cause is under investigation. Both separate companies had sites destroyed by fires. One in the month of February, and the other was this month. Moving on, a product we all recognize, Nestle-owned Hot Pockets. Well, turns out last month, a fire closed one of their Hot Pocket factories in Jonesboro, Arkansas. A few days ago, New York Post reports a plane crashed in the Georgia General Mills plant, and what followed was a fire. I wasn't able to find if any damage occurred to the plant. There are several other incidents of fires at large food processing facilities that took place last year in 2021 as well. So what does this all mean? My first instinct was to ask just how many food processing facilities are there in this country. According to the USDA, there are over 36,000 food processing sites. I don't want to speculate because this is such a serious topic. I would rather let the events do the talking. But take Mr. Biden seriously when his administration warns that there are going to be food shortages. Anyway, when possible, I always try to keep these talks Humboldt-focused. While we don't exactly know what is going on with the nation's food supply, maybe it's more fragile than we think. Maybe it's time for Humboldt entrepreneurs to try their hand at making premium foods and vegetables. Of course, we already have some great food producers here already. But more now would be a really good idea, especially if the stories of food processing fires are going to continue this year. This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.